Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new on WWJ, and automakers come up with a way to kill the coronavirus in police vehicles. Let's get more live and local from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Jeff?
Yeah, this might be obvious, Roberta, but don't try this yourself. But Ford engineers have now found a way to use a vehicle's own heating system to kill coronavirus and other bugs that can get in a police car, say after they've transported somebody who might have the disease. Police marketing manager Steven Tyler tells me it cranks up the vehicle's inside temperature to 133 degrees.
Which is hotter than Death Valley on the hottest day. It holds that temperature for 15 minutes, which reduces the viral concentration inside the vehicle by greater than 99%.
Obviously, this is something that will be done with the police officers outside the vehicle, say after their shift. Tyler says it can be put onto a vehicle as a software upgrade on Ford police interceptor utilities from 2013 on. Ford has already tested the system with a number of real-world police agencies. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.